Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool night across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm and clear. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, perfect for a quiet night. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports a powerful blast was heard across northern Israel earlier today. The IDF destroyed Hezbollah's so-called drone fortress in Lebanon, a network of tunnels filled with drones and explosives. Also, Walla highlights an agreement with Lebanon and Israel's readiness for potential escalation against Iran. IDF sources note the recent deal has unsettled Hezbollah and Iranian leadership. Also this hour, JNS discusses a positive trilateral agreement brokered by the U.S. This deal offers a rare chance to disarm Hezbollah and promote regional peace. Separately, Axios reveals the tense negotiations behind the Israel-Lebanon deal. Over 4 days, shared fears of Iran led to the agreement. And finally, I-24 News reports an IDF officer was killed in a clash with a Hezbollah operative in southern Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24, a regional news agency, posted earlier today about President Herzog's ultimatum to Lebanon. He urged Lebanon to free itself from Iranian influence, setting a condition for future peace. Yoni Mishani, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted that this principle has shaped current realities in Lebanon and beyond. Ynet Global reported 2 hours ago that the IDF struck Syria with mortars and artillery after gunfire targeted a post near Tel Kudna. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's operation in Lebanon. According to Ynet, the destruction of Hezbollah's drone fortress in Majd al-Zun marks a significant tactical move. This facility was built with Iranian support, targeting Israel with drones and explosives. The operation underscores the ongoing tension and the IDF's proactive measures to neutralize threats. This could impact regional stability and security for civilians in the area. Turning to the agreement with Lebanon, as Walla reports, the deal has caused unease within Hezbollah and Iran. The IDF is preparing for possible escalations, reflecting a shift in regional power dynamics. This agreement could pave the way for decreased influence of Hezbollah, affecting the geopolitical landscape. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the strategic setback for Iran following the trilateral agreement. Brokered by the U.S., this deal opens new avenues for reducing terror activities. It's a diplomatic win that could foster closer ties between Israel and Lebanon, promoting regional peace. The behind-the-scenes efforts highlighted by Axios reveal the delicate balance of diplomacy. Fear of Iran's influence brought about this historic agreement. Such negotiations highlight the complex web of alliances and rivalries in the Middle East. Finally, the tragic loss of an IDF officer in a clash reported by I-24 News reminds us of the human cost of these conflicts. This incident underscores the volatility along the Lebanon-Israel border and the risks faced by military personnel. Turning to business and markets, first, Ynet Business reports that an American living in Israel has been extradited to the U.S. Michael Fine faced charges of a $28 million mortgage fraud. This follows a Missouri grand jury indictment in 2020. Separately, CTEC reveals that Yotam Alroy, co-founder of Mindspace, has launched a $25 million fund. Pitlane Capital will invest in small family businesses lacking successors, a move aimed at preserving these enterprises. And finally, Walla Business discusses a shakeup in the tobacco market. Globrands has lost key contracts for distributing major brands like Winston and Camel, causing a significant drop in their market share. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.